bet at Boaters.
This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible. One book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. And now, here's Sherry.
God bless you, thank you, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Jesus said, thy word is truth. This is Sherry, America's missionary messenger of truth. So America, men, women, boys, and girls, gather round. Please open your book of truth, your King James Bibles, to the great book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 1, where we left off last time. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 1. Just before we began, I would like to invite the entire United States of America, all 50 states, to join with me on Trumpet of Truth on May 21st at this hour, 9 a.m. via internet, WMIEFM.com, for a nationwide America's Day to Repent. My good friend and man after God's own heart, Scott Mercer, and I are going to join you in praying according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. Elect Connect in all 50 states. You can stream us live, WMIEFM.com, May 21st, 9 a.m. For those of you who are local, come here to my school at 9 o'clock. Don't be late, but don't be early, because the broadcast begins at 9. Then stay for two more hours, and right here we're going to continue repenting for America. Now remember, we're red, white, and blue. We're going to have Uncle Sam here, and your little hostess here is going to be Star Spangled Banner. So let's get into the spirit of America's Day to Repent. It's our only hope, and we're going to do this, and God's going to forgive our sins and heal our land. Praise the Lord. God save America. All right. Now, Zechariah. Zechariah, as you know, is a prophecy of the very end times. God uses picture symbols. Always God speaks in pictures and metaphors and visions to Zechariah to show him what's going on right now. Now, chapter 9, you might like to entitle, Our Father Cleans House.
Chapter 9, verse 1, the burden of the word of the Lord.
Now, the burden in the Hebrew means oracle, O-R-A-C-L-E. It is a divine declaration by Almighty God. God has had a small remnant of his elect who were chosen from before the foundation of the earth when Satan rebelled. He has sent them out in every generation, even right now, to the elect. And we are to bear the oracles, the word of truth passed down. So you're about to hear a divine declaration by Almighty God through Zechariah, through this humble handmaiden.
Land of Hadrach.
In the land of Hadrach. Now, in the manuscripts, this means an Assyrian deity. Now, what he's going to say, he's got a divine declaration by a specific location here at the end time. Well, this means that there's a false god in this area. Anybody heard about the Antichrist? He's fake. He's spurious. He's going to call himself Jesus, but he said he's really the instead of. Okay, let's see if it is the Antichrist.
And in Damascus.
Damascus is Palestine. Oh, Jerusalem. Heard of Palestine? It's in that location. Now, he's giving you a geographical location of where the Antichrist, the false god, the Hadrach, is coming and calling himself God where he ought not. He will be the dragon with two horns of a lamb. The dragon is the devil, Revelation 20, verse 2. John the Baptist said that the lamb is Jesus, so it's the devil pretending to be Jesus. So he tells us where this is going to happen. We're now in the fifth trumpet, a time of learning. The sixth trumpet is about to blow, and this is about to happen, which is why you're hearing this today.
Shall be the rest thereof, when the eyes of man, as of all the tribes of Israel, shall be toward the Lord.
Now, all of this is a little bit polluted in the English translation. What it means is God is watching Jerusalem. Jerusalem is God's barometer for the end time. He's watching this, and he's watching that the Antichrist is going to come before Christ and call himself God. He's watching the Palestinians there who are adjacent in that location. Let's find out some more people who are there so we can have proof from God's word, his oracle, his divine declaration that it really is right there in Jerusalem.
Verse 2, and Hamath also shall border thereby.
Okay, we've got Hamath there. Well, who is Hamath? This is defined in 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55. There Ezra, when he went back to build the wall, was taking a census of the seed of Abraham, and he found, as God says, that the scribes were sitting in the seat of Moses. 1 Chronicles 2:55 says, these are the Kenites of Hamath, the father of the house of Rechab. Jeremiah 35, verse 2 says the Rechabites. He says these are the Kenites. The Rechabites and the Kenites are the same. Who are the Kenites? They came back with our brother Judah to build the wall there when Ezra and Nehemiah went back, and they also came back in 1948. They are the descendants of Cain, and Cain is the child of the devil. Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9, the only two type churches that please you tell you that they say they are Judah, they say they are beloved brother Judah, but they are not. They are the synagogue of Satan. So see, right now in the land of Jerusalem, right there with Palestine, where the Antichrist is going to come on Mount Zion and call himself God, we not only have the good fig of Jeremiah, but we have the bad fig, the Kenites. Do you understand?
Tyrus and Zidon.
Tyrus and Zidon. Now, Tyrus, of course, we're going to find out is really Satan. Ezekiel 28, King Tyrus is the devil. And he's the little rock, he's the fake rock. Zidon was a little fishery, a little rock port outside of Tyre. And in the Bible times, they were called the ships of Tarshish. They were the commerce, the money traders. They were evil, and they had all the money tied up. And they would have the slave trading and bring in false gods. Now, King Tyrus is the devil. He's the false rock. He's coming back there where the Palestinians are, where the Kenites are. We're going to find some other places and call himself God. And his own camp, the four hidden dynasties, have all of the money tied up in the world. You think it's the bank. You think it's the government. No. Satan's camp have got the money tied up.
Though it be very wise.
Now, wise, not like you're wise because you're learning God's word. It means subtle. Remember in the Genesis, it says Satan is more subtle than any creature. In other words, they are street smart. They know how to rip people off. They have the credit card interest all tied up. They are the ones that messed up the mortgages. And they've got everything. They've got all of the banks and everything under control right now. So that's very subtle. They think it's wise. All of the money marketing right now is under the jurisdiction of Satan through his four hidden dynasties, the political, education, economic, and religious system.
Three, and Tyrus did build herself a stronghold.
Money.
And heaped up silver as the dust, and fine gold as the mire of the streets.
Now, when Antichrist comes, he will have all of the money in his power. You may not buy nor sell except you worship him. Remember, he's going to be sweet and nice. Daniel says he comes in peacefully and prosperously. So he's describing what it's going to be like, that you could have anything you want. Your children who are not living for the Lord will be so glad because he'll pay their mortgage and buy them a new car. And he'll tell them he's the Savior. You know they're going to go for him, aren't they? Yes.
For behold, the Lord will cast her out.
All right. Now, Satan comes, this Hedrite, this Assyrian god, the Antichrist, at the sixth trump. It has been shortened for the elect's sake. Mark 13, Revelation 9 says to 5 months. And then the seventh trump sounds, and Jesus comes. And he's going to pick up Antichrist and put him into a pit for 1,000 years. Cast them out.
And he will smite her power in the sea.
The sea, Revelation 17:15, the waters of the people in the sea. In other words, he's going to, right before everybody's eyes, we will see Satan locked into the abyss, into the pit. Oh, that's good, isn't it?
She shall be devoured with fire.
Now, in history, that whole area there, Tyre and Sidon, all of that was destroyed by fire. But what this means is that at the end of the millennium, at the end of 1,000 years, teaching by the Zadok, by the elect, as we teach around Jesus for 1,000 years, the whole truth, the truth, the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, then Satan is going to walk into the lake of fire. He is the son of perdition, perdition, to perish from within, to turn to ashes from within, and be no more.
Why, the Ashkelon shall see it.
Now, who is that? He's telling us some more people that are over there. These are the migratory ones in the Hebrew, the nomads. Okay, who are they? Do you remember when Cain was banned from the garden? He had no place to go, did he? In other words, he was looking for a place to go. So these are, of course, also the Kenites, descendants of Cain. Cain is the builder of cities. So these Ashkelon are the slum landlords. Cain's descendants, the Kenites, cannot make things grow like Scott's beautiful produce in his produce place there. But they can own the farm and pay you. They are the owners of the slum landlords. They stack people on top of each other, and they don't fix the plumbing, and it's just a mess, and it breeds crime. So they are nomadic because they're always trying to take the land of God's people. ISIS is trying to take the land of the 10 tribes of Israel in America right now.
And fear.
And they'll be afraid. You know why? Because all of these, the Palestinians, the Kenites, the Ashkelon, all of these, when Jesus comes, they thought their daddy, the devil, was God. So they're going to be afraid.
Gaza also shall see it.
Gaza. Heard of the Gaza Strip? You know that. They'll be right there watching it. They're not going to be happy either, because remember, they're trying to take over the territory of God's people.
Shall be very sorrowful. And Ekron.
Now, who is Ekron?
For her expectation shall be ashamed.
Jude tells us they are those. Ekron means pulled up by the roots. The book of Jude, that little book, fantastic book, I'm going to teach it soon, just before Revelation, says, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. When something's plucked up by the roots, there's no chance, twice dead. These are the fallen angels of Genesis 6, the sons of God, Noph and Nephilim, who refused to be born from above and came in to seduce the women. Even then, when they did that, they left their first habitation. That was a no-no. So God sentenced them to eternal death, but they are still alive. They are held in a place called Tartarus. Peter tells us that. But when Jesus comes with his army from heaven and puts Satan into the abyss, the fallen angels, supernatural beings, who will have come back in the sky with Satan, who will have come into a place like this and tried to convince you that daddy is God. At the brightness of Jesus coming, as they fight with Satan, as they fight with the Kenites in the flesh, they're going to come against Jesus as an army, and they will disintegrate at the brightness of his coming. That will be called the Battle of Armageddon. Those in the flesh, there will be blood up to the horse's bridle.
And the king shall perish from Gaza.
That's King Tyrus, Ezekiel 28, perish from Gaza, son of perdition, perish, Satan, lake of fire at the end of the millennium. But remember that Satan is going to be locked into the abyss, a pit for 1,000 years, while the Zadok and our spiritual bodies teach around Jesus, right here on planet Earth, there in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Now, there's a reason for that, and it's coming up, and I'll explain.
Ashkelon shall not be inhabited.
Okay, the migratory ones are not going to be there. I want to say that the Kenites can be saved. It's a little harder because their DNA has their father, the devil's. It's that his DNA is in them, but they can be saved.
Six, and a bastard shall dwell in Ashdod.
Oh my goodness, bastard. Let's talk about bastard. Most people think that a bastard is a child born out of wedlock. Not so in the Bible. You might want to check me out in your Strong's Exotic Concordance 4464 Hebrew section. Do not go for the new Strong's and don't go for the young. Strong's Exotic Concordance, Hebrew 4464. And it would tell you that a bastard in the Hebrew is mamzar, is translated bastard. It means a child born of two different races, a half-breed, a mongrel. And in Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse 2, the word bastard is again translated in English, and again it means mamzah, one of two different races. God says there in Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, and I'm paraphrasing, that a mamzah is not to lead God's people. However, the 10 tribes of Israel, the house of Israel, not knowing who you are, having been captured by Sennacherib the Assyrian, having gone over the Caucasus Mountain, having settled Europe, having come to Canada and America, you have elected a mamzah to rule over you. Isn't it fitting that at the very last moment America should have the seed of Abraham biological to rule over us? That is why Donald Trump has been lifted up. Donald Trump is Scottish. Jeremiah brought Scooter, one of the last daughters of the last king of Judah, into that area, and Scotland was named after her. Donald Trump is Scotland. This is not politics. I'm trying to teach you people the Bible. We voted for a mamzah. Now let's get the true seed of Abraham. How fitting. We've got the devil's child that's destroyed our country. Now let's get the seed of Abraham back in the White House. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God.
And I will cut off the pride of the Philistines.
Now, in the natural, who is the pride of the Philistines? We're studying that on Wednesday night. That's Goliath. Remember the giant? David is a type of the elect. And David takes one smooth stone and conquers Goliath. You are the elect. When you are delivered up to the Antichrist, you are to let that stone, that word of God by the Holy Spirit, come through your tongue, and what you say will expose the devil. And Jesus says, and then the gospel shall be preached to the whole world, and then shall the end come. Oh, my goodness, you are the bruisers. We're going to bruise his head.
7, and I will take away his blood out of his mouth, and his abominations from between his teeth.
Jesus says in Mark 13, when you see the abominations of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, don't go there, run from him, run out of Judah. In other words, get out of Dodge. The desolation should read desolator. It's not a condition, it's an entity. Daniel spoke of him. In other words, Jesus, when you see him before me, don't go there, go away.
But he that remaineth, even he shall be for our God.
Now back to the blood. In other words, the lies, the lifelike proverb, Ezekiel 13, I'm against those who teach my people to fly, King James Version, God's Bible. That lifelike proverb by Satan, calling himself God, is going to cause the whole world to worship him and half the body of Christ. Therefore, that's the blood, that's the life. When you tell someone a lie and lead him to worship the devil, you have killed him. He's lying through his teeth. Now look what he said, those that remaineth, Jesus said, one shall be taken and one shall be left. Now they write these books and say you don't want to be left behind. Yes, you do. When you get taken, you've been had. He said, he that remaineth, stay in the field, said Jesus. We just studied Zechariah chapter 5 and the deceived lies of people. They climb into a basket, a flying basket, and try to get up, and they can't even get up and can't get down. And so the lifelike proverb, in other words, stay in the field. And that would be only the elect, not deceived. Romans 11, 7,000 of you will not bow the knee to Baal, to Antichrist. You will wait for the true Christ. You will stay in the field. And you're going to live forever and be right around him in Jerusalem for 1,000 years and always and always and always forever. We shall never again have to leave the lover of our souls.
Amen. And he shall be as the governor in Judah.
Of his government, Jesus, there shall be no end.
Ekron as a Jebusite.
Okay, Ekron, the fallen angel. Now remember, those fallen angels are about to come. They're coming with Satan. When Satan comes in the sky calling himself Savior, the fallen angels will come into the Christian pulpit. They will come in here and try to convince you that you are a better Christian than your leader. And so you should take over. They're going to tell you that how great you are, flattery, flattery, flattery. But they are, of course, as we've already learned, going to be destroyed. Now, the Jebusites were destroyed. They founded Jebus, the heathen nation. The Jebusites were heathen. David went in there and conquered them and did away with them and cleaned that place up and called it Jerusalem.
Verse 8, and I will encamp about mine house because of the army.
The army that Jesus is bringing with him, those loved ones. We know Pastor Arnold Murray's in that, riding on a white steed, hallelujah. And the army, the Wednesday warriors, right here in Trumpet of Truth, we're going to be here, the warriors. We're the army here. He's got an army here. He's got an army in heaven. We're being trained to reign, and we're learning how to wield the sword. He's going to encamp round about us. He says he encampeth around us as with a shield. He's the wall of fire about us. He's going to be with us. Now, how do you warriors work? How do you fight? How do you get the victory over demons and devils and everything that comes your way in the fallen angels? Well, you take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 6. Now, the sword is the Word of God, and the sword must be blazing with fire, the anointed. So, we're going to find out in a few minutes that you, elect, are the weapon, and that out of your mouth goes fire, the Word of God, with the fire of God. Hallelujah. You're the weapon.
Because of him that passeth by, and because of him that returneth.
All right. Jesus is going to be very careful and with us, protect us right there in Jerusalem. Who's he talking about? Because at the end of 1,000 years teaching Baba Zadok and Jesus right here on planet Earth, Satan is going to be loosed from his pit for just a moment. He is going to gather a crowd again. Do you believe that? They'll be in their spiritual bodies. They would have seen the real Jesus. They would have heard the elect teaching. And yet they're going to follow him. And they're going to come against Jesus and come against us, his warriors, right there in Jerusalem. But it's zap, 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 quick, that's it. Poof, gone up.
And no oppressor shall pass through them anymore.
The oppressor is the exactive. He's done. Going to the lake of fire, that's the end of him. Shall not be anymore. No exactive. Satan comes to steal and kill and destroy. He exacts you. He exacts your heart. He exacts your life. He exacts your money. He exacts your children. He exacts your purpose and your dreams. But Jesus restores.
For now have I seen with mine eyes. 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt the foal of an ass.
Now this, get this, scholars. You need this. You need it in the millennium. You need it now. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. This is a prophecy of the first advent of Jesus. Remember when Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit, took himself a body? Just before his crucifixion, he sent two people to a man, and he said, the master has need of your ass. And the ass had a colt, the foal of an ass. And Jesus rode into Jerusalem before his crucifixion. And they placed palm fronds all over him. A palm is a sign of victory. And they said, Hosanna, Hosanna, which in the Greek means save now. That was the first advent. Now verse 10 gives you the second advent. If you're trying to convince someone that the Bible is true, this first one and this second one was written in 410 B.C., 410 to 403. Look at that. Now, the 10 has not come true yet, but it's about to. Satan's coming at the sixth trump, fallen angels with him, about to come, shortened to 5 months. Then the seventh trump sounds. We're going to hear about it right now, verse 10, second advent.
10, and I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim, and the horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow shall be cut off.
Now, Satan, Jesus says when he comes, Satan will be standing there calling himself God. And so Satan is the chariot and the horse, meaning power over God's people. Ephraim is a symbol of the 10 tribes. And the battle bow, the first rider on the white horse in Revelation chapter 6 is coming to conquer and to conquer. That doesn't mean to cut your head off, but to conquer your heart and convince you that he is the Savior. And he has a bow about his. Revelation chapter 6, the first rider on the white horse, See, Jesus is supposed to come on a white horse, isn't it? We know that's a symbol, horse, white, purity. This rider, this first one, has a bow, but it's in the Greek toxin. It's a cheap fabric imitation. So Jesus is just going to pluck him up, this imitator who has deceived God's children and the church and have the body of Christ, and he's going to put him into the pit.
And he shall speak peace to the heathen.
Now that would be the Antichrist. Daniel says he comes in peacefully and prosperously. He's going to have the peace treaties. He's going to get everybody. It's faux peace, F-A-U-X, false, but it is going. He's going to seem to be the Prince of Peace. We know there's not going to be any real peace until the true Prince of Peace comes, and that is Yeshua Jesus.
His dominion shall be from sea even unto sea, and from the river even unto the ends of the earth.
Now this he is the Lord Jesus. He's going to reign forever. His dominion shall be from sea to shining sea, Star Spangled Banner.
11. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein is no water.
Water represents the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, and where there is no Jesus' blood, there is no life. When Jesus gave up the ghost, he went into the prisons and set the captive free, and he gave them a chance to drink the water of life.
12. Turn ye to the stronghold, ye prisoners of hope.
Now you, elect Christian, you're the prisoners of hope. Christ in me, my hope of glory. Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Even now, as things get darker and darker, as Antichrist comes, we still have hope. We know that Jesus is coming. We're a prisoner of hope. If you have faith, you have hope. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In other words, he says those of us don't give up. We're prisoners of hope. You want to be a prisoner of hope. You don't want to lose your hope. Where there's no hope, the people perish. No vision, the people perish. And also the same thing with hope. Your bones dry up, it says. In other words, look to the stronghold. Look to that lying one there. It doesn't mean to worship him. In other words, watch him. Watch him, because he's about to meet his Waterloo. Watchman on the wall, watch.
Even today do I declare that I will render double unto thee.
To the elect, chosen from before the foundation of the earth, Ephesians 1:4, God's adopt. You are the first fruits, and you get a double portion. That is a special gift that God gives to his very elect, a double portion. Now you know why I pray for the double portion anointing for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
13. When I can bid Judah for me, they'll the bow with Ephraim.
Okay, bent means weapon. This is what I was talking about. You elect Judah and Ephraim. Ephraim representing the house of Israel, Judah the house of Judah. Bent. God says, God is the bow, and you are his arrows. And you are his weapons. And again, your sword is not a literal sword or a little gun or a slingshot or whatever, or a bomb. It's the Word of God bathed and flaming in fire, the anointing coming out of your mouth. Fire comes out of you and disperses the lies. And you have power over demons and devils with this sword, this Word of God anointed. The anointing destroys the yoke. Hallelujah.
And raised up thy sons, O Zion.
Now that's the warriors, that's the elect, the mighty warriors. You are his, you're his weapons. It's not something you put in your hand. It's you with the Word of God on fire coming out of you. You are God's arrow.
Against thy sons, O Greece.
Okay, it's you warriors right now, the elect, against the heathen. The fallen angels are coming in here. They're supernatural beings. Those of us who are warriors with open eyes will know who they are. Some will not. So as Pastor Murray all says, sleep on, sweet Charlie. We have victory over them with the sword, the word, and the anointing. It must have the fire. The anointing destroys the yoke.
And made thee as a sword of a mighty man.
A mighty man, a warrior.
14. And the Lord shall be seen, O over them, and his army shall go forth.
Now, when Jesus comes, he's bringing his own army with him, a wonderful remnant, and we are his army, and he'll be over us because he's the head and we are the body.
The lightning, and the Lord God shall blow the trumpet.
Hallelujah, trumpet of truth, seventh trump.
And shall go with whirlwinds of the south.
Whirlwind in this case does not mean a chariot, it means a tempest. You've heard some people say they went real evil, you know, when something happened, they went bad, they said they went south. So God, Jesus is coming with a tempest on those who went south. He's going to come like a flaming fire, and all the elements are going to be burnt up. That means the false teaching, down with the lies.
King, the Lord of hosts shall defend them.
God protects his elect. We have a special protection during this time. Hallelujah.
And they shall devour and subdue with sling stones.
That's what you'll do, like little David. But the sling stone is the word of God with the fire, the sword with the fire in your mouth, and everything. Have just hold up your hand, speak the word with the anointing, and zap, 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 demons flee. Hallelujah.
And they shall drink and make a noise as through wine.
In other words, the elect will be so anointed, the double portion, the first fruits get the double. You heard that, didn't you? The double portion anointing, so that we seem to dead, dull Christians like we're intoxicated. Oh, to be high on the Spirit. I'll stay high on the Spirit.
And they should be filled like bowls.
Now remember earlier we had the candlestick with the bowl on top. The bowl has the Holy Spirit. The elect, the warriors to be utilized in this last time, must be filled with the Holy Spirit, are filled with the Holy Spirit.
And at the corners of the altar.
Now, in the Bible times, remember, before Jesus came, the law of Moses told them to take an animal and sacrifice it for the sins as a type of Jesus, put it in a cup, and splash it on the four horns of the altar, a sign that the blood of Jesus on all of the outside enemy agents on the four corners of the earth, the blood has power to disintegrate them all.
16, and the Lord their God shall save them as in the day of the flood of his people.
God protects his elect. Luke says, not one hair of your head shall be harmed.
For they shall be as the stones of a crown.
Ha ha! Stones, gemstones. Malachi chapter 3:17, God says, when I make up my jewels. The elect are God's jewels. You are jewels. You are gemstones.
Lifted up as an ensign.
Lifted up means you sparkle. You know what? If you're an elect and you're a jewel, you can be sitting like this. There is an energy in you that sparkles, 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 sparkle plenty. Every Sunday when I teach this, I look out this window, and there is a cross in the sky. There it is, hallelujah. And it's just supernatural, and it comes, and it stands there, and it blinks, and it blinks, and it blinks. It sparkles, and you elect, you're a jewel. A jewel, you could have a ring on your finger. You don't have to move your hand, but if it's a real jewel, it'll sparkle. You must emanate, emanate, emanate energy, life all the time. You are never dead. You are not dead twice, plucked up at the roots. You're alive. You sparkle. Hallelujah. Amen. The sign is you mean you sparkle plenty with the word of God, anointed with a fire. Hallelujah.
On his land. 17, for how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty.
Eloquence and simplicity. How great is your goodness, Lord? How great is your beauty?
Corn shall make the young man cheerful.
Now, an angel is a young man, so we're all going to be an angel, but not like flap, flap wings. Corn is bread. Now, cheerful is interesting. In the Hebrew, this means flourish. You know what flourish means? To spread abroad abundantly. Now, this gives us a new perspective. 2 Corinthians 9, you know, God says, he that soweth bountifully shall reap bountifully. God loves a cheerful giver. Certainly hilarious, but God loves a giver who spreads abundantly abroad. Hallelujah. Now, if you give the widow's mite and that's all you have given more than somebody else who's still got plenty left. So let us be cheerful givers, okay? In other words, to spread abundantly abroad. We're going to be just absolutely just rule and reign with him in the universe.
And new wine, the maids.
The maids represent the bride of Christ. The new wine is the new life, eternal life with Jesus Christ, the marriage supper of the Lamb. Did you enjoy that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, we have time now for a mystery moment, questions and answers to unveil the mystery of God. So Joel 2 said to blow the trumpet. Boy, we got a lot of trumpets going on in the Bible, haven't we? About time for the sixth one. Yeah, let's blow the trumpet. Dear Sherry Trumpet, please explain what Jesus meant in Matthew chapter 16, verse 28, when he said to the disciples, "There be some standing here who will not taste of death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." Sherry, they all died. What does that mean? All right. A usurper, a king, King Tyrus, had taken over the mercy seat. So Jesus came to defeat him. He defeated death, whose name is the devil. So when Jesus arose, the kingdom of Jesus Christ was restored. A kingdom is a king and his dominion. So when Jesus arose and the disciples saw him, that is the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus was always saying the kingdom is at hand. Right now we're in the kingdom. We're ambassadors of the kingdom. Oh, we're messengers of the kingdom. And our king is Jesus. Time for one more. Dear Sherry, have you heard of the crimson thread? Yes, I have. Crimson means red, and it's a symbol of the blood of Jesus. Throughout God's Word, Genesis through Revelation, we have the thread of the red blood of Jesus to weave the way that God planned to save his people, the salvation story. It's a thread finely woven, and it goes from Genesis to Revelation. For instance, it started there when Abel, righteous Abel, he got a flock out of the lamb, his little flock there. He sacrificed a lamb. That was acceptable. Then there was Abraham, who walked between the bloody pieces, and God made the covenant with him there that the Messiah would come and shed his blood. And then we have Tamar, who seduced her father-in-law to prolong the king line. And she bore Phares. His descendants are called the Red Thread People. And then we have Ruth, and we have Rahab the harlot. We have the animal sacrifices, a type of blood. And then we have the Lord Jesus, born of the Virgin Mary, conceived by the Holy Spirit, who willingly shed his blood for the remission of sins. He died, he arose, he's coming again. And right on to Revelation, it says, "You prayer warriors, you overcome the enemy by the blood, the word of your testimony, and the blood of the Lamb." The crimson thread all throughout the Bible. Now, I want all of you to come and live with me in Father's house. So the Spirit says come, and the bride says come. And so let's pray that, and I want you to get saved right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Father, in Jesus' name, I confess I have sinned.
Please forgive me for all of my sins.
Please forgive me for all of my sins.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead.
Save me.
Save me.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Grow me in your word.
Grow me in your word.
Use me.
Use me.
To enlarge your territory.
I
belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In a moment, my announcer is going to give you my telephone number. You might like to call and tell me that you were saved. Now, let me pray for those of you who are sick. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus, my Father, I ask that the resurrection life of Jesus will flow to the north and the south and the east and the west. O Son of Righteousness, arise with healing in your wings. Father God, where there is fatigue, take the fatigue away. Where there's depression, let the depression go away. Let the joy rise up. Father God, let the bones be healed. Let the legs be healed. Let the ears be healed. Kidneys and bladder and cancer be gone. Migraine headaches. Let the prisoner be set free. Let demons flee. Let deaf ears hear and blind eyes see and hearts and lungs and stomachs and kidneys. Oh, my Father God, let your healing virtue raise up your people. Rise, take up your bed and walk with Jesus. Stripes you were healed. He said his word and healed you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. You sent your word and healed your children. Thank you, Lord. You are Yahweh Rapha. You are the Lord who heals. Thank you, Lord. Merry hearts to all. Merry hearts to all. Merry hearts. Now, you might like to call and tell me also that you were healed. Now, don't forget, America's Day of Repentance, May 21st, 9 a.m., right here, Trumpet of Truth. Those of you locally, 91.5 FM, come to my school, 9 a.m. Wear red, white, and blue, and we're going to pray all over America. Elect, connect, WMIEFM.com. Scott Mercer and I are going to be here, and we're going to pray with you, and we're going to take back our country for the Lord Jesus Christ. Come to my school, 5 p.m. on Sunday for the Word and Prayer. Wednesday, Prayer Warriors and the Word, 6:30 p.m. Now remember this about Jesus, Yeshua. He has given you this truth, and no truth is yours to keep. It is a sin for you not to tell. The Great Commission said, go and tell. Find somebody every day and tell. Make it your duty. Jesus said that man lives by every word of God, and his name is called the Word of God. And Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. God bless you and God keep you. You know what keep means? He guards you, hedges you about, and guards your soul. God willing, I will see you next time. Day of Repentance, May 21st, 9 a.m., WMIEFM.com. God bless you and God save America. Wait for my announcer now. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. You're invited to call Sherry at 321-632-4631. That's 321-632-4631. Join us next week at the same time for Trumpet of Truth.
Fills the night, it cannot hide the light. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? My strength is in your name.
My name is Regret. I'm pretty sure we have met. Every single day of your life, I'm the whisper inside that won't let you forget. Hello, my name is Defeat. I know you recognize me. Just when you think you can win, I'll drag you right back down again till you've lost all belief. Oh, these are the voices. Oh, these are the lies. And I have believed them for the very last time. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King. I've been saved, I've been changed, I have been set free. Amazing grace is the song I sing. Hello, my name is Child of the One True King.
Brought us through when deep were the dark was the night. The promise of your love you proved. Now every battle still to come, let this be our song. It is well.
It is well.
It is well.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
Of the earth, for you alone are the Son of